Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here for Last Night in Soho with the director Edgar Wright and the screenwriter Christy Wilson-Cairns. I have to read it because it was a little bit complicated. Well, guys, you built up a hell of a film, you know? It was a fun ride this morning when we saw it. It was really good, but really intense, and not that... There is not that irony that was used to be in your films before. So it's your fault, Christy, or it's his fault? I mean, whose fault is that?
Well, I mean, I think it was something I'd been building up to. I wanted to do a more serious film or something that was, you know, I've done genre films before, but like you said, they've usually been like funnier. Like, but this is that I knew, because it's like serious subject matter and it is darker and more intense and something that I, you know, kind of in strange ways, kind of very personal to me. It's something that I've been thinking about for a long time. And so I had conceived the story like at least 10 years before we started writing the screenplay together. And sort of, you know, when I met Christy through Sam Mendes, we started chatting about just everything. And then when I found out that she used to live in Soho, then I said, oh, I want to tell you this idea for a film that I have. So, you know, we started talking about
that. And of course, for you, Christy, was like a dream.
Oh my God, an absolute dream. Yeah, no, we went out on a night out in Soho and I was like, oh, I used to live above this strip club and this is the pub I work in and blah, blah, blah. And he told me the story of Last Night in Soho and it just blew my socks off. I loved it.
The really challenging thing for the film is to keep the balance between these two period, and there are two period, and there are and then this kind of the trip into the darkest part of both periods. So was it difficult to keep this balance? Because it was very tricky. It was very easy to make it wrong, you know, to go the wrong way.
Well, I think maybe the point of the whole movie in a way is that the lesson is don't romanticize the past. Mm-hmm. You know, you might think that you want to go back in time to the 60s, but what you're probably imagining is the perfect world version of that.
Yeah, of course.
And so I guess really that's what the movie's about, and that's the sort of the kind of the hard truth is that you could go back in time, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's all going to be great. And then worse still is that, like, you could go back in time and be helpless to change the future. That's sort of, you know, I don't mean to sound terribly bleak, but that's sort of the darkness of the story,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah. How do you work together? I mean, Woody, was that some, was you, so you have an idea, you write, and then he reads, and he decides you change. So it was like, or was like more forehands job?
Yeah, well, Edgar had the story already, so I came on board. We rented an office in Soho, and then we sat, and we basically, with a whiteboard, put lots of cards up, discussed the characters, discussed the scenes, and then we just started writing. It went back and forth between the two of us. I mean, he did a lot of the work.
Yeah. Well, my last question is, of course, about the great Diana Riggs. How did you get her involved, and how was to work with her on her last film?
I mean, it's difficult to talk about because it's sort of, not just making the movie, but I became friends with her through the making of the movie in terms of I saw her quite a number of times after we finished filming. So it's desperately sad that she's not with us anymore. And the only thing to take away from it is that how lucky are we that we got to work with her. And so working with her was a dream. I've been a fan of her since I was a little kid watching The Avengers. And the original Avengers. Just have to stress that. She was just... It was just like the perfect person to play the part. And she was just so, like... Such a kind of amazing, funny, like, sort of divine presence. Like, I used to call her DDR, Dame Diana Rigg. And, I spoke to her, like... You know, we worked on the movie only a couple of weeks before she passed away. Because she was such a pro, such a professional, that she wanted to finish her work on the movie. And I knew that, like, through her daughter told me that she'd been kind of, when she was calling friends of hers to say goodbye, it was her running joke to say, like, don't think I'm not working, I'm still doing this movie.
and she did, like, a hell of a role, actually. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Edgar.
Thank you.
To Edgar Wright and Christy Wilson-Cairns from the film The Last Night in Soho here at the Venice Festival. Thanks for being with us. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.